I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The special federal prosecutor who charged Donald Trump of trying to overturn his loss in the 2020 election says he believes Trump would have been tried and convicted if he had not been reelected in November. The conclusion by special counsel Jack Smith was included in a final report on his investigation released by the U.S. Justice Department early Tuesday morning. A grand jury indicted Trump last August on 4 federal charges in connection with his efforts to deny Democrat Joe Biden's victory in November 2020. Smith said Trump resorted to a series of criminal efforts to retain power, including the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 by his supporters that delayed the formal certification of Biden's win. The attack followed a rally near the White House in which Trump repeated his false claims that the election was rigged against him. But Smith did not bring the case to trial after it was delayed by appeals and a historic decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that held that former presidents enjoy immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts. Justice Department regulations prohibit the prosecution of a sitting president. Firefighters in Southern California are bracing for a new burst of strong winds that forecasters say could trigger explosive fire growth. The National Weather Service said wind gusts Tuesday could exceed 100 kilometers per hour, putting large areas of Southern California under extreme fire danger warnings. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone said Monday that firefighters were absolutely better prepared than last week thanks to fresh reinforcements of manpower and equipment. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. 4 major fires in the Los Angeles area have scorched more than 160 square kilometers. At least 24 people have been killed and dozens more still missing in the disaster, while about 100,000 people in the region remain under evacuation orders. A massive relief effort is underway in Los Angeles to help the tens of thousands of people who have lost their homes or have been evacuated from the path of the massive fires. Jinia Dulat reports from the Pasadena Convention Center, which is now an emergency shelter for evacuees.
Government agencies, private businesses, and nonprofit organizations are working to help evacuees who do not have extra clothes and important documents. Emergency shelters and fire stations are overwhelmed with support, so authorities are asking people to stop dropping off food and perishable items and consider making a monetary donation instead. Jenya Dulo, VOA News, Los Angeles.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary is scheduled to testify Tuesday before the U.S. Senate committee that will consider his nomination. Pete Hegseth is expected to face tough questioning from Democrats on the Armed Services Committee about allegations of inappropriate conduct, including excessive drinking and sexual assault, as well as publicly ridiculing women and minorities. Hegseth is also facing doubts about whether he is qualified to lead the Pentagon. He is a former member of the Army National Guard who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, but lacks senior military and national security experience. Bloomberg News reported Monday that Chinese officials are considering a potential option that involves the sale of TikTok's U.S. operations to billionaire Elon Musk if the company fails to fend off a potential ban. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has more.
Washington has set a deadline of January 19th for parent firm ByteDance to divest TikTok operations in the country. U.S. policymakers claim the social network is a risk to national security, given its access to vast troves of data on American users. That's something the company has always strongly denied. Now Bloomberg says China would prefer TikTok to stay under the control of ByteDance, in which it owns a so-called golden share. But if that isn't possible, one option under consideration is reportedly for Musk's social media platform X to take over its U.S. operations. Responding to the claim, TikTok said it wouldn't comment on pure fiction, and there was no immediate comment from other parties.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.